Hare Krishna, this morning we're reading this well-known purport on Gajendra Mokshana, which Srila Prabhupada says that one should never give up the fight with Maya, but if one is not comfortable in one situation, then it should be in another. If it's not comfortable in a sannyas situation, then go to the grihastha situation, but never give up the battle. And of course, usually when you think about battle, you think of winners and losers. And our fight with Maya is a little different, and Prabhupada said in the purport, we are more or less declaring war on the illusory energy. That's what it means to become a devotee, that we want to get away from under her grip, Mamma Maya Duratyaya. But defeating Maya doesn't work. You can't defeat Maya. But Maya Vayipapajyante, Maya Vimantarantite, so you can be delivered, Tarantite. You can be delivered from Maya's grip by Krishna. I guess it's more like the picture that there's a battle going on, and then just at the last minute, the cavalry arrives over the hill, and to save the fighters. And so that's why even demigods, great sages, when some living entity attains liberation, then it's like they celebrate it. Everyone in the universe knows about it because it's such a rare thing. And that's just when the liberation means that they're free from the influence of Maya. The question is for how long, because they can't come back unless somehow or another from that liberated state they go on to becoming devotees. Last night we were reading about very interesting instances of how some great souls merge into the body of the Lord. And then from there, it doesn't describe how, there must be some process that takes place. They then desire to engage in devotional service, and they attain spiritual bodies from the liberated state. In any case, fighting with Maya and overcoming Maya Devi's grasp is only possible by Krishna's mercy, because Krishna makes that point, Mama Maya. He said, it's my Maya. You can't, it's like trying to overcome Krishna. You can't fight with Krishna. So Brahma tried, Lord Shiva tried, it doesn't work. And things that are in relationship to Krishna, like the Narayana Jvara, Krishna's weapon, you couldn't overcome that with the Shiva Jwara. So, but it's possible to get away from Maya Devi's grip. That's the best that you can do in terms of fighting with Maya, by staying under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And one should do that. It may vary which situation is the best for different individual, and it will vary from person to person, but one should never give up the fight, which also means that, and of course here Prabhupada's giving the example that if someone can't make it in the sannyasa ashram, or someone can't become a sannyasi or stay a brahmachari, then enter into the grihastha ashram, but he has to abide by fighting with Maya, means that you abide by the rules of the grihastha ashram, which is also pretty It's also pretty stringent. In Bhagavad Gita, they're called the regulated householders. Householders who only engage in sex life for the purpose of procreation. When you give that up, then you're giving up fighting with Maya. But still, it's celebrated by universal population, universal royalty. When someone attains liberation, what to speak of when someone actually goes back home, back to Godhead? So that it's described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar goes back to Godhead, then everyone's showering flowers and chanting Jai Jai. That's in one sense rarer, but in another sense it's easier, because it's much easier to become a pure devotee of Krishna than to try to overcome the influence of material energy in the way that some Brahmavadis may do and attain liberation. So still, one has to continue fighting. And when you fight, then Prabhupada talks about physical, mental prowess and enthusiasm. All of these things need to be intact. One needs to be healthy. Srila Prabhupada would always emphasize that. One needs to be healthy. One needs to be mentally of sound mind. One needs to be enthusiastic, which means that you're enthusiastic when you're making progress. If you're being beaten back by the enemy, then that doesn't make for enthusiasm. But if you're moving forward, then one becomes enthusiastic. So those things need to be there, and it's a very wonderful purport, because as with some other purports in his books, Prabhupada's involving ISKCON history or current affairs in his purports, showing us how to be relevant or make relevant the absolute teachings of Bhagavatam to you don't have the sense of kind of incense. You don't make note yet. So we should never give up the fight. We should always continue in our effort. Mayi vayi prapadyante mayami tam tarantiti. It may not be easy, but if you take shelter of Krishna through Krishna's representatives and the disciplic succession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it's possible. In fact, Prabhupada doesn't use the word possible. He gives a guarantee that if we stick to the proper sadhachar, proper lifestyle, and always chant Hare Krishna, which means Mani Vaya Prapadyante, taking shelter of Krishna, then go back home, back to Godhead. And demigods and heavenly sages all shower flowers. Hare Krishna.